Hello and welcome to another podcast. My name is Justin Stumm. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist. And in this podcast today, I'm going to be talking specifically about some of the dynamics or the elements that have come up as a result of my counseling and therapy with couples and with individuals. Today, it will be specifically about women and much of what I'm finding they really want. Many of my clients, both men and women, come to counseling seeking understanding and the curbing or abatement of symptoms in their marriages and in their relationships. Most of these women have their own stories, their own perceptions, and their own histories. Human beings are pretty complex as well, I think, because as part of that, they have relationship histories and a past that make them, each of them, all their own. As I've worked with people over time and guided them to harmony and peace in the relationships, I found a few common threads that today I'm going to be talking about with respect to each person. These common threads are not in every person. They do seem to be in most people. It was some years ago when I first saw the movie that you may have seen, or at least the trailers for it on television, for the movie Twilight by Stephenie Meyer. Well, she wrote the book anyway. I remember thinking, you know, what is this movie and why are so many women lined up for hundreds of feet outside the theaters to see it? I suppose that there must be some thematic element within the movie, or elements, plural, that really touched a key part of women and their needs with respect to men and hopes that they have per their relationships. Stephenie Meyer, the author, she clearly wrote a book about vampires and the paranormal, but she wove it around a love story that was fraught with sexual tension, with drama, and she said it all in high school. In seeing the movie Twilight, which I did see some time ago, I did find a few things in common in the film that most women struggling in marriages and relationships also want. Now, with that stated, I need to add here that the nature of relationships in that film they're grossly overamplified and quite unhealthy, codependent in many ways. After all, it is Hollywood, and this film is by far not a template for healthy relationships. Yet I do want to try to draw out some of the threads from the movie that I found in my work with women here in the office that I feel are salient for discussion with respect to what it appears that most women are seeking. The first of those things is women want to be cherished. You know, what is being cherished really mean? It means a couple things. It means that they or she wants to feel valued and honored. And the things that you cherish, you typically keep safe and treat with a lot of care and respect. And I find that most women, they want to feel valued, and they want to have husbands who or partners that have a deep sense of love for them. You know, often in marriages that are relationally weak or those that are conflict-laden, women in these relationships feel unloved, they feel mistreated, or not cherished at all. In order for husbands to truly cherish their wives, they need to emotionally and cognitively move themselves into a position where they're able to see her differently. Not focusing or citing her weaknesses within his own mind or in his speech, but instead being able to see her strengths and her attributes, the ones that he likely married her for. If you are looking to cherish your wife, start refocusing on the attributes or core elements of what makes her beautiful, and when speaking to her, begin to honor and remember those. It will lead you most assuredly to cherishing and being able to value her. The second element that many women are seeking is they want to be fought for, and they want to be protected. The movies, if you think about just Hollywood and the media, movies are fraught with scenes where men are fighting for women. The Princess Bride, Twilight, Pride and Prejudice, and others are just packed with elements of romance and protection. Most women want their man to protect them. So the question is, how do these men, or how do you, if you're a male or a female, how does your husband protect you? Well, this happens on several fronts. Most men do not need to protect them or you from physical danger if you're a female, or threats, but can and need to be protecting her, often protecting her, in this case, from the weaker parts of themselves is the most difficult thing for men to do. It's an interesting concept. Men need to protect their wives from the weaker parts of themselves. Men attempting and working to protect their spouse from elements like their own temper, their anger, their reactivity, their emotional rigidity, can and will be, in fact, protecting. Men who do not allow anything to get in the way of their relationship can be protectors. Anything that gets in the way. I'm talking about work, old flames, hobbies, church, not anything to get in the way of that relationship. If you want your wife to feel fought for and protected, Ensure that you're her greatest protector. Women want to be taken on a journey. Do women like nice men? Yes, they absolutely do. But most women don't want to marry a guy simply because he's nice. I've often heard women talk about nice guys as weak or listless, meaning that they're not really headed anywhere. Women want men that are strong and assertive and are going somewhere. Men that attempt to ride on their being a nice guy won't really get far in their relationships because being nice is only a small part of what women really want. Many women want a man that can align with them and do something with their life. Men that are going somewhere. Now, I'm not talking here about you needing to have a 10-year college track prepared or to be a CEO either. I'm talking about having a plan and working your plan confidently, because that's what most women are seeking in their mate. They don't want a man that's drifting and unsure where he's headed emotionally, financially, or spiritually. The last element is probably one of the most significant ones per marriage and commitment, and that is she needs to feel like the one and only. Women definitely want to be their man's one and only. They don't want to fight for his attention. Now, I'm not inferring here that men need to be on their spouse hand and foot, following her around, listening to every word, but women want their lovers to love them deeply and deeply enough that she becomes his one and only. So what does that mean? It means that other women, albeit beautiful, that they do not captivate him. Women who are cherished and the only one to their husbands don't have men whose eyes are wandering. Men who let hobbies, male or female friends, online gaming, Facebook, heavy church involvement, etc., get in the way of their spouse often put a stumbling block before their lover, their wife. Women who are number one for their husband don't support men that spend time gazing into the electronic corridors of online porn or put up with their man flirting with coworkers. If a woman is to be her man's one and only, she will need to see it in his speech, in his demeanor, and in his behavior towards her, whether she's there or not. Men and women don't marry each other merely to be second rate to other quote-unquote things. If your man is not sure what you want or need, don't wait for him to figure it out. Men don't read minds. Speak with him about your needs and do so in a manner so that he can hear you. Speaking in that manner will assist him in hearing you deeply, and it will ensure that he does not interpret what you're saying as complaining. Marriages can be a dynamic and beautifully passionate relationship when spouses are protected, when they are cherished, when they are honored, and when they are seen as the one and only, and when they're taken on a journey. Appreciate your engagement in the podcast today. Hope it was helpful. Be well. Take good care.